You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Alfred Nobel and his well dedicated funds for a Peace Prize. He wrote it was to be awarded to a person who, quote, shall have done the most or the best work for fraternity between nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies, and for the holding and promotion of peace congresses, end quote. In recent years, recipients have included Henry Kissinger, Nixon's key advisor in waging war against the people of Indochina, Shimon Peres, Prime Minister of Israel, another nation renowned for its war-making, and Barack Obama, U.S. president who expanded his country's war on the people of Afghanistan. And this year, it has been awarded to the European Union. To discuss the 2012 award of the Nobel Prize, we have reached Diana Johnstone in Paris. She is a journalist and author on European politics. Welcome once again, Diana, to Red Eye.
Well, hello. I'm happy to talk to Vancouver.
Kissinger, Peres, Obama, is the European Union Nobel Peace Prize winner just more of the same or even a new low?
Well, yeah, it's about as totally off the mark as you can get, because it's hard to get worse than Obama as Nobel, but they've tried, because this isn't even an individual, as you just read in the will. It's supposed to be an individual who's worked for peace. This time, it's a whole organization that hasn't. So it's totally absurd, and it really illustrates the hopeless naivety, corruption, perhaps, I don't know, but stupidity of the little committee of Norwegian politicians who make this award. You know, it's nothing but like a half a dozen ignorant politicians in Norway who do this. And I guess they thought they were flattering the European Union when it needs it, because it's sort of collapsing.
Can you clarify that a bit? Who exactly determines who gets the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, it is a small committee of Norwegian politicians, all in their 60s, and that's all there is. Just these few Norwegians. And it's very funny, because I wrote a sort of satirical piece, but you see, you can't satire something like this, because it's already beyond parody.
Well, your piece was titled An Immodest Proposal, calling to mind, of course, Jonathan Swift's 18th century satirical essay, A Modest Proposal. Can you remind us of the thrust of Swift's satire, which many of his readers took quite literally?
Yeah, he was talking about the famine in Ireland and suggested that the solution would be to eat little Irish children. And my suggestion was to that they should give the prize to NATO. But actually, I must say, I couldn't reach the degree of irony of Swift on this, especially because various newspapers came up afterwards, from, I think, Globe and Mail in Canada and the New York Times column, suggesting that, yes, indeed, the prize should go to NATO instead of the EU. I mean, when you get to the point of giving the prize to the EU, my point is, so you might as well give it to NATO, the Pentagon. It's become a huge bad joke.
May Read McGuire from Northern Ireland won the Peace Prize in 1976, and she's continued her peace activism ever since. She was angry at the award to the EU this year. She proposed a committee of peace activists be formed to make the award. What do you think about her proposal?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, if you wanted to restore a bit of reality and respectability to that award, it should be taken away from this in Norwegian Parliament, that's for sure. They have just disgraced themselves. And there's no reason why... Perhaps maybe a century ago that seemed like reasonable choice, but it doesn't now. They've made fools of themselves, and indeed, either the whole thing should be scrapped, or they should find somebody else to award it. Real peace people who would reward their peers. You see, there are quite a few people working for peace, and they could decide which of them most deserves it. That would make sense.
It seems a really curious time also to give the award to the EU, given the problems with Greece and Spain and all of this.
Well, yes, I think that's why they gave it. They're trying to sort of give a consolation prize. But it's even worse than that, because the EU or its leaders, not the EU as such, because the EU as such doesn't really quite exist, hasn't had anything to do with the peace business, but certainly its leaders are involved in wars. I mean, the countries of the EU are, they're off in Afghanistan, France in particular and Britain led the way to war to destroy Libya. They're now very much involved in destroying Syria, and it's absolutely grotesque to give them a peace prize at this point. Not only that, the EU in itself is really organized in a way. They're very proud because Germany and France aren't at war again. I mean, that's the rationale is that, oh goodness, the EU has kept World War One and World War Two from repeating themselves because Germany and France haven't been at war. Well, they haven't been at war because both of them, in a sense, lost the last war and have. And it was illustrated the two modern powers of that can't go to war without destruction. So you don't see that kind of war anymore. You see what they call asymmetrical war against countries that are considered weaker, which is what Europe as a whole is getting involved in. You have a European patriotism that is leading to a sort of new kind of nationalism, which is ready to go to war with NATO and the United States against the lesser countries, you see, against Arabs and Iranians or whatever.
And what was the reasoning? What rationale did they give for awarding the prize to the EU?
Well, they said it had kept the peace since World War II, what I just said, but that's absurd because, first of all, the EU didn't exist formally until about 20 years ago. It certainly didn't keep the... And that's why I say, actually, NATO is a more logical choice, because the United States has occupied Europe and brought them all into NATO so it can control the whole lot. So, of course, Europe can't make war against itself because the United States controls it. I mean, to say they could make war against Yugoslavia, which they did, but all of the countries that the United States had brought into NATO can't make war against each other because the United States is controlling their military through NATO. So, I mean, in a sense, it wasn't a joke when I say it should be NATO, although, of course, it's a horrible joke because NATO is the main source of war in the world today.
Well, thanks, Diana, for being available this evening in Paris.
You're very welcome.
I've been speaking with Diana Johnstone, journalist and author and expert on European politics. Her satirical article, co-written with Jean Bricmont, titled An Immodest Proposal for the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, appeared on the website Counterpunch last weekend.